Marine Corps graduates of the USMC Command and Staff College have a new opportunity for continuing education. That's thanks to a partnership between the Corps and the American University. Distance learning classes will give officers the chance to get new perspectives on modern warfare. Joining me with details, James Goldgeier, Dean of AU's School of International Service. Jim, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me back.
So tell us about this partnership. What are the types of courses, first of all, that the Marine Corps wants to access?
Well, we're incredibly excited about this. So this is, as you mentioned, this is for graduates of the Command and Staff College, the distance education program that they have. So these are typically Marines who've been in for about 12 years. They're majors, and they're looking for additional education. And this program that they would be coming into is our Master of International Service degree program, which is our executive ed program. Typically, the students in that program have been working or in the field for at least 7 to 9 years. And they can pursue a variety of concentrations that include things like U.S. foreign policy and national security, international negotiation and conflict resolution, and international development.
So these are people that the Corps expects to keep moving up the ranks.
Yes, they hope so, and we do too. We love the idea that we may be training future leaders in the Marines, and this just gives them some added perspective on how to think about the character of modern war, and gives them a very different perspective. You know, they're doing very operational-type classes in their program with Marine Corps University, courses like amphibious operations. You know, those are things the Marine Corps does very well and that can provide them. We are coming at things from a different perspective, and so they'll round out their education, and we hope, and the Marine Corps University hopes, that this will really enable them to have a much broader perspective as they go forward in their careers.
Now, distance learning, does that mean online, or does it mean live but over video connections? I mean, how does it all work?
The graduates from this program have the choice of coming into either our on-campus or our online program. Our executive ed program is done in both modalities, and in any of our on-campus or online programs, students can do up to 25% of their education in the other modality. So there's a lot of flexibility. We're very proud of our online degree programs. We now have about 200 or a little more than 200 students total in our online degree programs, and it's highly interactive. There is material that the students watch on their own time, lectures, videos. Some of our professors put together simulations or oral history type videos. And then every class has a weekly discussion section, just like you would if you were in a graduate seminar on campus. And these are capped at sort of 15 students. They usually have between 13 and 15 students. Everyone, including the professor, is on screen at the same time. So you are looking at each other. You see each other just as you would if you were sitting around a seminar table. And so from wherever you are in the world, you are in that live discussion section. And so it's very interactive. It's much different than what people normally think of when they think of online education. This is not just sitting in front of a computer watching somebody lecture. You are participating in a class.
And for those that choose to do the mostly in-person classes, are those offered during the day or are they also evening? Because you said executive education, that implies maybe there's evening classes also.
Yeah, all of our graduate classes at the School of International Service are offered after 5:30 in the evening because many of our students are working and would not be able to come during the day.
So if you can make it up from Quantico and the traffic, you could go in person.
Yes, you could go in person. We do have students in the area doing both. Many of the students in our online program, in fact, are in the area and still have a hard time getting up to class. Or, as I mentioned, they can do part of their program on campus, even if they're online or vice versa, just giving them additional flexibility.
We're speaking with James Goldgeier, Dean of the American University's School for International Service. And tell us a little bit more about the course content. Who teaches it, and what are the types of courses that would appeal to someone who expects to be perhaps a star rank officer in the Marine Corps at some point?
Each of the classes, the material that the students watch on their own time is built by a full-time member of the faculty. So let's say you have a course on international negotiation. That is going to be built by one of our negotiation experts, and that material is typically some mix of lecture, video, simulation. We'll often use some type of simulation that's filmed that can be highly interactive as well. Students may have to come in at certain points in the video to respond to particular situations about how they would react before they can go on in the video. And then we have faculty from all over the world working with us who are teaching the live discussion sections that take place once a week. And so I think that a number of our classes in the security area, classes on the U.S. foreign policy process, can be very helpful, really to help them understand more about how United States foreign policy gets made. One of our classes on U.S. foreign policy processes and institutions, in the material that the students would watch in their own time, the faculty member did a set of oral history interviews. So, for example, did a session with former national security advisors Steve Hadley and the late Sandy Berger on the role of the national security advisor and how to think about what the national security advisor does. We also have what we call skills institutes, one credit skills institutes, and these are often done in what we call our immersion programs. Even in the online degree program, students come to campus for 4 days at several points during the program to take particular types of what we call skills institutes, how to do a briefing, how to do policy analysis, budget analysis. We have one that looks at civil-military relations and how this, you know, different cultures and how to relate. We also have what we did for this Master of International Service program, our executive ed, is we always want our students in any of our programs to have an economics background. This is geared toward people who really, if they ever took micro and macro, it was a long time ago. And so we have an economics for executive class. So it's taught by somebody who used to work on Wall Street, and he put together a class basically to ensure that people are financially literate enough to read the Wall Street Journal and the Financial Times.
I guess maybe the bigger picture here is that if a Marine Corps officer would go through this program, they would know the when and why and how before Marines are actually deployed somewhere.
Yeah, they would really get that. Our programs are really geared toward providing cultural competency and really thinking about other cultures, other countries, how decisions get made, really how to think about the policy process, how to think about the ways in which countries and groups interact on the world stage, learning about international organizations, how the UN works, International Monetary Fund, these types of things.
And so how does it all get started? What's the timeline, and when do you expect the first enrollees to be there?
Well, the agreement's signed. We hope this and other ways of getting the word out will lead to students. Any of the students who've just graduated this spring are eligible, as are any of the alumni for the program. So we do have students who've expressed interest already, and I believe we have between 3 and 5 applications already for the program. And with our online programs, we have 4 start dates during the year. So we have August, September, January, and May. So students can really start at any point during the year. And in our online programs already, about 35% are military affiliated, so either active duty or veteran. So we already have a significant military population in the online degree program.
James Goldgeier is Dean of the American University School for International Service. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.